WJTL with Rachel Lampa's High Hopes. Good morning, 721.
Sunny skies today, a high around 89 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 71. Tomorrow, there is a heat advisory in effect pretty much all day, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunny and hot, otherwise high at 95. Right now in Lancaster, 66 degrees. In Harrisburg, 64.
Our very special guest today from North Star Initiative, Executive Director Melinda Clark. Melinda, we love having you here. Good morning again.
It is so great still to be here with you, Fred.
Yeah, tell us about North Star.
I am so glad I get to tell you about North Star this morning. We work to end trafficking in our community and to restore the lives of those who have been affected. We understand that when someone has experienced the crime that is sex trafficking, that it requires an extensive wraparound of support to experience the healing that allows them truly to thrive as a valued member of the community after what they've been through. So we meet those needs through a robust program of restoration that's about 12 months long. That invest in restoring whatever that person has lost because of what they come through, whether it's legal needs, whether it's physical needs, whether it's especially with the therapeutic component. We have a clinical program, a clinical director who leads a team that provides deep trauma support and therapy and processing in order to allow someone to heal and do the hard work. It is not easy to face what you've come through and to name it and to reintegrate it into your life in a way that allows you to keep moving forward. And we also provide community. We have a coaching staff that's in both shelters 24/7, and along with our case manager and the clinical staff and really anyone who's part of the amazing team that I get to lead, are providing a safe community in some cases to women who've never had one, where their families may have been the first place where they were not safe and could not relax or be well or be cared for. And so we get to be in some cases the first place where they have experienced a community that is for them, that is not a threat to them, that is walking out life with them, that allows them to develop those rhythms. We have also been looking over the last several months at where the gaps are in the continuum of care, the care that allows a woman truly to think about coming out of that situation that she's in to seek healing. And we realized that there were gaps in a couple other places. So we're doing something about it because we don't intend to leave gaps for vulnerable people.
Right.
And one is around emergency shelter. If someone is in a situation where they're being exploited, but it's the only thing they know and the only place where they receive housing or food or any kind of care, where they are deeply entrenched in those relationships and in that trauma coerced attachment, it can seem impossible to think of walking away, especially if there's nowhere safe to go. And realizing that there is nowhere safe to go within a 2 to 3 county span, we are working. In fact, it started yesterday, Fred. Yesterday, we started the construction project at North Star to open an emergency shelter that we can use in collaboration with task forces, Department of Homeland Security, District Attorney's Office, Attorney General's Office, to be an instant safe place for someone who would walk away from the situation she's in if she had somewhere to go.
Amazing.
And she will now
have
somewhere
amazing.
To go where she will have support and care from competent, qualified, skilled, capable caregivers who are going to help her figure out next steps and get her somewhere safe.
Yeah.
We also realized that on the other side of the restoration program we offer, it was almost this steep drop off a cliff to leave our program and go right back into the community and to go from being so supported and so safe with so many resources at their reach to just being on their own. So we realized the importance of opening transitional housing, and in collaboration with a landlord who has a vision for what we're doing and is letting us do our first trial run of having an aftercare program. We have two residents who are about to graduate in a month, and we're able to give them subsidized safe and sober housing where we are going to provide that wraparound support, ongoing case management, ongoing mentoring and coaching, and just safe people that they can continue to be part of and be in the community with, so that we're softening that drop to allow them sustainably to maintain employment and the rhythms that they've built in, so that they're not doing it on their own and they know they have access to what they need, because we intend them to thrive for the long term.
Yeah.
Not just for this portion of time. Like, yeah, we did 12 months of work.
We did it, right.
No, we want your life to be all that God intends
changed,
it to be and truly transformed.
Right.
And for that, you need people walking with you.
Yeah.
And not only walking with you, but tangibly invested. So having access to work where you have maybe no work history, and having access to transportation where you haven't done that before, knowing how to get around the community and how to interact with places and people and processes that you've never had to do before. So we are going to minimize that risk and close that gap so that women really truly can thrive as they come out of that experience. And I am just so excited for what God is doing and so proud of the team. Our team has gone above and beyond under the board's leadership. I think boards don't always get, when they do poorly, everybody hears about it.
Sure.
And then when they're invested in really doing the kind of stewardship of the mission and bold visionary risk taking, let's do something different if we want to see different results. And our team is just knocking out of the park. It is a deep privilege to serve them and together to serve the residents that we get to love on.
I love hearing the strides you're making for not only your clients, but also the awareness of trafficking.
Yes.
One way our listeners can find out more and support what you're doing is your upcoming event.
Absolutely. It is truly such a great evening. Yes, it's a fundraiser for North Star. It is the biggest night of the year for us in terms of how we fund the work that we get to do all year. So that is something that we gladly invite people to show generosity to.
Sure.
Because it allows us to care for our residents. But it is also just such a beautiful evening of sharing with people who have a heart to see our community be different, do differently, be a safe place where trafficking cannot occur, and where we know that the most vulnerable are not only being taken care of, but are truly being set up to thrive and transform lives. And to get to be in a room full of those people, 250, 300, 350 people that all have a vision and a heart to see that work happening is just glorious. It is just so joyful and life-giving to know that this is the kind of community we're part of. There are auction items that are fun. There's going to be live music, a lot opportunities to share and connect with other people, and most of all, coming together to say we are a community that intends to be trafficking proof, and we are doing something tangibly to that end tonight.
Light Up a Night is happening October 17th, 5:30, the Star Barn there in Elizabethtown. If folks want to get tickets and they want to attend and hear more, how can they do that?
The tickets are available on our website already, northstarinitiative.org. There's lots of I's in initiative, so check your spelling. Under the events tab, you can buy tickets there. You can also invite us to come speak and share more if you're concerned about your school or a women's group or church or youth group or wherever we can share. We'd be happy to bring more information and would love to see you at Light Up the Night and just partner with you and get to know you more.
Support what God is doing through
yes.
North Star Initiative, October 17th, 5:30, it kicks off Light Up the Night, Star Barn in Elizabethtown. Check it out online, northstarinitiative.org. Melinda, it was a joy to have you here this morning.
It was
morning.
Great to be here.
Yeah, have
Hope
a great rest of your
October.
Day.
Thank you.
All right, back to the music we go. Jonathan Traylor, this is I Trust You, WJTL.